Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today across Israel, the weather is calm with mild temperatures. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant morning to start the day. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, while Haifa sees a light breeze. In Eilut, warmth prevails under sunny conditions. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports Israel has warned Syria against allowing a Turkish military foothold after a recent strike on an Idlib airbase. This follows comments by Ambassador Yechiel Leiter. Also, a terrorist attempted to attack an IDF soldier in the West Bank near Jenin earlier this hour. The Jerusalem Post states the attacker was shot and no IDF injuries were reported. Also this hour, the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah, emphasizing its ties to Iran, according to Walla. Separately, the U.S. Treasury has sanctioned a network accused of moving hundreds of millions of dollars to Hezbollah through couriers. This is noted by JNS in earlier reporting. And finally, the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the 1982 Battle of Sultan Yaqub, have been found. This was reported by Forward from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago that the European Union is preparing sanctions against Israel over settlement expansions in the West Bank. The Times of Israel featured a post from Dr. Yitzhak Klein, head of the Kohelet Policy Forum, who shared his thoughts on U.S.-Israel relations, reflecting on past dynamics. Raylan Givens, a social media user, commented earlier today with strong words against Senator Schumer, expressing dissatisfaction with his political actions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation between Israel and Syria, Ynet indicates that Israel's warning comes after Turkey's plans to expand its military presence in Syria. Ambassador Yechiel Leiter described this as crossing a red line. Ankara has denied these claims, accusing Israel of misinformation. This adds tension to an already complex regional dynamic. Turning to the attempted stabbing in the West Bank, the Jerusalem Post details that the incident happened as IDF soldiers operated in the area. The attacker was stopped without any injuries to the soldiers. Such incidents highlight ongoing tensions and the challenges faced by security forces in the region. Meanwhile, Walla reports on the new U.S. sanctions against Hezbollah. The U.S. has updated its designation of Hezbollah as a global terrorist organization, focusing on its operations tied to Iran. This move aims to curb Hezbollah's influence and financial networks. Connecting to this, JNS has highlighted the U.S. Treasury's action against a cash smuggling network. This network allegedly moved significant funds to Hezbollah using commercial flights. The sanctions are part of broader efforts to disrupt financial support for the group. And finally, Forward reports on the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains. Katz was the last missing Israeli soldier from the First Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle. His remains bring closure to a decades-long search and serve as a poignant reminder of the war's lasting impact. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports Walida has launched a special skincare set for the Tishrei holidays. The package includes a day cream, serum, and ice roller, offering a festive treat for skincare enthusiasts. Separately, Katech notes recent travel disruptions at Ben-Gurion Airport. Passengers face significant delays on flights to Cyprus and Crete, sparking frustration and highlighting ongoing challenges in the travel sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces the sale of the first penthouse in Rehovot's Kedam neighborhood. The luxury property was sold for 5.5 million shekels, reflecting the robust demand in the local real estate market. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.